Good evening, students. I see a great many of you here this evening, which most probably means that you are missing Dr. Bettelheim's lecture, which is entitled Some Positive Aspects of Antisemitism. And it's a good thing that you're missing it, too. Now, this evening, if you will remember, we are to discuss Eleftheros and Ananke, free will and necessity. Now, necessity is when you want to do something very, very much. And the way is open, so you can do it and nothing stands in your way. You couldn't do it. Whereas free will is where you want to do something and everything in the entire universe makes it impossible for you to do it. You do it anyhow. Now, this evening, we are going to examine free will and necessity in the light of the play that we were to have read, which is entitled Oedipus Rex, which means Oedipus the King. Now, for those of you who may not have read it, the plot is a very simple one, in a confused way. Oedipus is an orphan who doesn't know who his parents are, and one day, for some reason, God knows why, he sets out on a journey. And in the road, during the journey, he meets a king. And the king says, "Move over, Oedipus, so I can get by." It was a very narrow road or something. And Oedipus says, "No," for some reason of his own. And the king says, "Move." And Oedipus kills him in a fit of pique. And the king, being killed, dies. And Oedipus goes on down the road, and he meets up there with a sphinx. Now, a sphinx is an animal which is part lion, part woman, and very, very neurotic. As who wouldn't be in such a situation? Yeah? And so she proceeds to ask him the riddle of the Sphinx, which is, what walks on four legs in the morning, two at noon, and three in the evening? And Oedipus answers quite simply, man, because as a child you walk on all fours, and as you're a man you walk on two legs, and then an old man you walk with a cane. So the Sphinx, hearing this, leaps over the cliff and destroys herself for some neurotic reason of her own. And then he goes into the town of Thebes, where the townspeople meet him, and they say, "Oedipus, you have killed the Sphinx, therefore you must marry the queen." Cause and effect. Anyhow, he marries the queen, and he has four lovely little children, and suddenly a pestilence falls on the land, and people are getting sick, and then there's a drought, and the crops are failing, and out from the crowd steps a blind seer. Another anomaly. The name is Tiresias. And he says, "Oedipus," he says, "that man that you killed, that king, that was your father. That woman that you married, that was your mother. And these four lovely children, God knows what relation they are to." And at this point, from off stage is heard a scream. And we learn that Jocasta, the queen, has hanged herself in her own garments. And Oedipus, knowing this, rushes and he takes the pins from the garments and plucks out his own eyes and lives happily ever after in the garden. Now, keeping in mind free will and necessity, we are going to see what would have happened to Oedipus if he had read the book before going on the journey. Free will and necessity. Yeah? Watch.
Make way for the king!
Certainly, your majesty, go right past.
Not so fast. What? Why are you trying to curry favor with me, huh?
I wouldn't curry you.
Oh, yeah? Why are you trying to butter me up?
I wouldn't bother you. What am I, a cook? What is this?
So why did you get out of the way so fast, then?
Well, I'll move back.
I'm surrounded by two types of people. Plotters and people who are trying to get in tight with me. And
I happen to be a teacher.
I have a bad heart and I'm a very old man, and if you excite me, I'm liable to go at any moment.
Take an aspirin.
Oh dear.
Oh, please. He died of a heart attack. It wasn't my fault. I didn't do it. You see that?
Oedipus, you come.
Good grief, a sphinx.
All hail, gracious Oedipus.
Hello, Shotzi. What can I do for you?
Answer my riddle, and you will marry the queen and become king of all Thebes.
I don't want to answer the riddle.
Oh, Oedipus, please. What walks on four legs in the morning?
Four legs in the morning.
Two in the afternoon.
Two in the afternoon.
And three in the evening.
Three in the evening. Some sort of hideous monster.
Oedipus, think of the power. Of the glory.
I don't need power and glory. I'm a full professor. What do I need? Ridiculous. What is it?
Yes, you are. Yes. And you're a smart man. Man.
Oh, I'm a full professor, but I'm not such a smart man.
Man! You guessed the magic word.
No, I said it by accident. I didn't mean to say that. Good grief, what a mess that Sphinx made of herself down there.
Hail, Oedipus!
Hello there, what could I do for you?
You've killed the Sphinx!
The Sphinx!
The Sphinx?
You must marry the Queen!
The Queen!
The Queen, yeah, cause and effect, I know. I wouldn't do it! Ha ha ha!
You must marry the Queen!
The Queen!
I won't marry the Queen!
If you don't marry the Queen, we'll kill you!
Kill you!
I marry the Queen.
Yo, pasta! The Queen!
You have a lovely smile, Oedipus.
You know, by all rights, this should be my mother, but my mother's at home in Barbaria. And besides, she's a dwarf.
Oh, Oedipus!
Yeah? What is it?
The drought is on the land.
Oh, it didn't rain, cause and effect.
The people are dying of the plague.
You didn't inoculate them.
The crops have failed.
You didn't rotate them.
Oh, Oedipus.
Heaven's a seer.
Tiresias.
Oedipus, I have a message for you. Come here.
What is it you want to say? I'm a what? What did you call me? I'll hit you. That's what I'll do. What was that scream?
The Queen has hanged herself! Here are her pins. Put out your eyes.
Your eyes.
My eyes. Wait a minute. I told you I was going down the road. The old man died of a heart attack. You knew we had heart trouble. Only likely that Sphinx was a twisty character. She tricked me into saying it. And then you forced me to marry the Queen.
That's true.
It's not my fault.
It's not his fault.
So you see, my dear students, the lesson that we learned from this is that man has free will, but tragic poets do not.
And art is not nature.